Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 623 Brock Hunter.
Sup, kid?
All right. Sup? Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
I'm going to throw a baseball story in there just because Brian Reed keeps texting me bitching about baseball. He wants to hear. You know what, Brian? I'm not going to give you any scores, though, because you know why? Scores don't matter right now. I'm sorry. You may think so, but it's 2020. No score really matters. No championship really matters. Just saying.
I hope Brian gets a baseball to the head.
Keeps texting me every morning. Come on, man. Baseball. All right. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer ready to send a message through his footwear if Major League Baseball doesn't stop him first. That's right. Earlier Wednesday, the always outspoken right-hander tweeted a video of custom cleats he designed to support suspended Los Angeles Dodgers reliever Joe Kelly. One cleat says with the words, "Free Joe Kelly," while the other depicts a what Kelly looks like now, his infamous pouty face image that became a meme after his dust up with the Houston Astros last month. He put out a whole video, a Twitter video, and I was watching it earlier. It's pretty humorous, but yeah. Bauer planned to wear the cleats during his start on Wednesday night against the Kansas City Royals. However, he told ESPN's Jeff Passan, that Major League Baseball informed him that he could face discipline and ejection if he wears them onto the field. Kind of like an old Dennis Rodman kind of effect thing. You do this, you do that, we're not going to let you play. League claims Bauer's cleats violate his footwear regulations. Players who run a follow of those rules without approval are subject to punishment, like suspension, like ejection. And so, yeah, there you go. I mean, you know what? Why not? Just spice it up a little bit. There's not much going on in sports.
There's a little spice in there. Little spice.
Yeah. I don't know. Like that so much. There you go. Pro football. This is, you could tell, like, the guy writing these sports reports is just like, dude, whatever. Nothing. Listen, pro football. NFL still optimistic that they'll be able to play football this fall, but there won't be any cheerleaders or mascots on the field. That's what they write for pro football this morning. They're like, dude, we got nothing. Still optimistic. Ain't going to happen. Just saying. That's my opinion anyway. College football, Alabama football announces season ticket holders that it'll be allowing 20% capacity at the home football games. Their home field, Bryant-Denny Stadium, seats nearly 102,000 fans. So if they pull this off, there might be about 20,300 fans in the stands. So stay tuned for that.
Whoa.
If it happens.
If it happens, of course.
Dude, this next story is great, though. Yeah. I've been kind of building up for this one. Bicycling. About a year ago, 80-year-old Barbara Jaquel broke a world record cycling record.
Yo, bag.
It's kind of a bummer. Yeah, yo, bag broke a record. Bummer, though. She got busted for doping.
Shut up. Are you serious?
She got busted for doping and has accepted a one-year suspension from the sport. Barbara claims that the positive test was from a medication that she's been using since 2005. One of her Monday through Friday pills probably busted her, dude. It doesn't matter, though. She broke the intentional cycling union anti-doping rules. She'll have to wait until she's 81 to get back on the bike and try to break the world record again. You know what? You 80-year-old cheater. Dude, I love this. That's funny. 80 years old, dude. And they're like, nah, sorry, Barbara. I had to go back when I read, but I'm like, oh, she's 80. Yeah, she's definitely a Barb. You can't make this stuff up, dude.
Why do I imagine this old lady in a locker room with another old lady, her coach, sticking a needle in her ass, giving her the steroids before. All right, here we go.
Dope up.
here you go, Barb. You're going to be best. You're the champ. Little bit of juice for you. We're going to get you on there, and you're going to be a champ. You're going to be holding that trophy over your head in no time, Barb. She's like, yeah, give me the steroids. Give me the steroids. Oh.
Is that what they used to have back in the day? No, this is some new stuff. It'll make you go fast, Grandma. Yeah. Here we go.
So did they say what it was, or did they just say that it was PEDs?
She just got busted for doping. That's what they're saying. Okay. So they're not being real specific, but, one of her 95 pills she takes a day didn't work out with the old cycling world. So,
well, you said she's how old? 80?
80, dude. So she's 80 years old.
If you go back to the 80s, go back to the 80s of cycling. She was probably cycling back then, right? So she's probably used to just ripping some fat lines of cocaine like they did in the 80s. Uh-oh. She was in her 50s at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she was probably used to doing that. So, you know, it's been a long line of doping with Barbara.
Dude, 80 years of doping. Dude, she probably flies on that bike, dude.
They got to tape she's down her skin on her arm so it doesn't slow her down.
Wind resistance. Right. Here she goes. There's Barb.
Slow down, Grandma. All right. That's
you're
fantastic.
Gonna beat yourself to death.
that's fantastic. All right. Well, we're definitely gonna talk about that next hour too. Is that all you got for right now?
Yeah, that's it, man. Right. Hang it up with the old bicycling story. I love it.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Butter.
Do it. Do it. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Yo. Shenanigans?
Oh. It's 7:27. Let's get right to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me kick it off by saying my buddy Antoine. Antoine's listening. What's up, man? He's like, dude, quit saying NFL's not going to happen. Because it is. It's going to happen. See, here's the thing, Antoine. If I say it's not going to happen, there's a slight chance it will. A little double psychology here.
It's not going to happen.
I could say that. I feel like it's not going to happen. But, Brock, if we keep saying it, maybe it will.
Oh, reverse psychology on the universe.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
I get what you're saying.
There you go.
I get what you're saying.
So this is right in the Pro Football Sports Report this morning. NFL still optimistic that this be able to play football this fall. But not going to be any cheerleaders or mascots on the field. Like we really care. You know, it's not like we're at the game. Nobody's going to be at the game. Did we really expect cheerleaders to be there with nobody in the stands? Yeah. So there you go. NFL possibly going to happen. Does that make you feel a little bit?
Not going to happen.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it, does it? Anyway, college football. Alabama football has announced its season ticket holders that it'll be allowing 20% capacity at home football games. Their home field, Bryant-Denny Stadium, seats nearly 102,000 fans. If they pull this off, there might be about 20,300 fans in the stands. So stay tuned. You'll probably get that news here shortly. So some college still playing. Some of it's like, I don't know what's going to happen there. I don't think anybody really knows. This is the story I wanted to get to. This is the story of the morning, Brock. Bicycling? About a year ago, 80-year-old Barbara Jaquel, she broke a world record cycling record. dude, this is great. Bummer, though. She got busted for doping.
Damn it, Barbara.
Damn it, Barb. For God's sakes. She took one of the wrong Monday through Friday pills.
So 80 years old.
She got busted for doping, and she accepted a one-year suspension from the sport. Barbara claims that the positive test was from a medication she's been using since 2005. It doesn't matter, though. She broke the International Cycling Union anti-doping rules. So she'll have to wait till she's 81.
She's going
to
be dead.
To get back on the bike. She looks at the pill. I don't know if I have a year.
Yeah.
Don't kick me out. Come on, I'm almost dead.
Look,
you got to give it to her. Dude, 80 years old, just breaking records, killing it. But for dope, it takes steroids.
See, this I think is big, though. You know, last hour, I didn't even think about this. But you know what? We need to ease up on Lance Armstrong, all right? Because the world of cycling is so competitive that even 80-year-old grandmothers, all right, those Werther's sucking on grandmothers, those denture-wearing grandmothers, eyeglasses on a little neck chain wearing grandmothers are doping. That's how. So we got to lay off on Lance. Apparently, it's a tough sport with a lot of tough competition. Yeah. If grandma is doping, grandma, so she can get on the cycle and break some records,
out there just flapping in the wind, hauling ass. Like you see those arms. You definitely need a leotard for grandma, dude, to keep the skin.
She's going so fast that when she's riding, it looks like she's 50, but then when she stops, her skin just falls. Oh, I thought you were much younger, but you're an old lady.
Yes, when I am bicycling, my skin tightens. Jesus, grandma.
Got her in one of those, those Lycra cycling suits. Everything else is rolling. It's like trying to put toothpaste into a garden hose. You know what I mean?
Oh God, Jesus, grandma, dude, 80 years old, 80, hauling ass, breaking records. That's insane.
Love it.
But because she was all jacked up on steroids, that's fine. Grandma.
Perfect.
I love that. That's funny. It's a great. Well, point. Let her do it. She's 80. Yeah, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Let her have it.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. Barbara just smashing records, all jacked up on roids.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.